You know that project you've been working on, just chipping away at it, dreaming of the day you get to show it off? Then, when you're least expecting it, cancer. And finishing that project actually happens. I would know. I've been restoring this car for years, and today I'm giving it to my granddaughter. It's her 16th birthday and 2 years since my cancer diagnosis.
Mom, you finished it?
Happy birthday, boo-boo. You keep making plans.
Visit ohiohealth.com/keepmakingplans to learn more.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3439. Yeah, I think I got that right. When Fire Marked the Sky is the second of four stories in our current little mini-series run of looks at the Return of the Jedi from a certain point of view. Short story collection we're checking out. This one is by Emma Miko Kanden, and they do a fantastic job with this, just like they did with the Ronin novel. It's been a little too long since we've heard from Emma. Punch it! Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So there are some stories that are just plain fun to read, and then there are some stories where not only are they fun to read, but you get the sense that you're actually in some really capable hands. You know, the storytelling prowess, like, just floats through the page, basically. And that's how I felt when reading When Fire Marked the Sky, which is Emma Miko Kanden's contribution to the From a Certain Point of View short story collection celebrating Return of the Jedi's 40th anniversary. This one is Wedge's story, and it starts with him on a hangar bay watching the shuttle Tidarium disappear into hyperspace, and it ends at the Ewok celebration, which takes place at the end of Return of the Jedi. So, whole story encapsulated within the bounds of the movie. And there are also some great cameos in the story too. For example, Shara Bey and Kes Dameron, who are, of course, Poe Dameron's parents, they show up in here. I thought Kes Dameron was actually down on the surface because he is a Spec Force Pathfinder. I thought he was part of the team that went to Endor, but I could certainly be mistaken about that. I know he eventually does end up there because they're on the ground in Shattered Empire. That's the 4-issue comic series that takes place right after the events of the Battle of Endor. And strangely enough, there are a number of pilots that appeared in the short story Rendezvous Point by Jason Fry from the Empire Strikes Back From a Certain Point of View collection, who are also named in this story or appear briefly in this story, and who are subsequently identified as having been killed at the Battle of Endor, which is really kind of crazy. One of them is also Grizz Frix, who is probably best known as the pilot who took on the Red 5 callsign designation after Luke had it. The story also features Wes Janson prominently. He was the gunner for Wedge in the Battle of Hoth and is now his executive officer for Red Squadron. And yeah, their friendship is a big part of this story. Their dynamic, with Wes definitely being a lot more, you know, humorous and lighthearted comparatively, and Wedge being much more serious and concerned about everybody else, always thinking about, you know, the ships and things that he has to check on and whatnot. And Wes has one of the best lines in this whole collection when he's talking about the Death Star, and he says, that's not really a very scary name. He says, everybody's downer cousin was in a band called Death Star. And I just had to set the book down for a moment because that was just so funny. So we follow Wedge into battle, and as soon as they arrive and realize that it's a trap, Wedge actually starts thinking that this is the day that he's going to die, and somehow he's able to be outside of himself and be resigned to this situation for all intents and purposes, even though he is flying as well as he ever has, and it's like he has nothing to lose at this point, so he's just going to fly as long as he can. And he's almost kind of surprised when everything turns out well and they destroy the Death Star, and he thinks to himself, well, now what? Which is kind of an ungrateful thought that he has. At least that's how he thinks of it in his head. And I can't help thinking about the fact that he's eventually going to end up with Nora Wexley and, you know, that sort of void in his life in the moment that he's in now in this particular story. So Nora Wexley doesn't show up in this particular story, but Wedge. Such an important character, and also we really never got a lot about him in the movies, but he's been really well fleshed out in the novels and in stories like this one. The title of it, When Fire Marked the Sky, though, is really about the beautiful moment at the end of the Battle of Endor when everybody's been victorious and the Imperials have run off and there's an order for fireworks to be put into the skies above Endor, which Wedge is initially asked to do, but he decides instead to give it to somebody else and goes down to Endor for the celebration. And we find out that Wes Janson was down there partying as well. So yeah, the story is really rich and I enjoyed the heck out of it. So that's When Fire Marked the Sky by Emma Miyako Kanden. And that's what I've got for you on this episode of the podcast. If you like me doing this stuff and you want to support it, if you'd consider heading over to patreon.com/SW7X7 and support this crazy enterprise that I have done every day for almost 9.5 years now, I would greatly appreciate it. It's patreon.com/SW7X7. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars-related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles, and that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.